This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate ticked up slightly last month to 3.2% while the state still added jobs. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state added 1,500 jobs last month, according to Colorado's Labor Department. That's a lot less than in August, when 4,800 jobs were added. But Colorado's jobs numbers have been bouncing around a lot for the past year, making it hard to draw conclusions from 1 month of data. In September, strong government hiring made up for job losses in the private sector. Colorado's job growth is lagging the U.S. rate. The state currently ranks 38th for job growth. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There are new crime statistics for Colorado, and they show that violent crimes increased for the third straight year. The FBI has released updated numbers on crimes across the U.S. The newest numbers are supplied by police departments. They go through 2022 and show a nationwide drop in violent crimes and an uptick in property crimes. The American Lung Association gives Colorado mixed marks when it comes to fighting a lung disease called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. It says the state could do better regarding air quality and pollution, but gives Colorado a good grade for tobacco cessation and prevention programs. Pulmonologist Dr. Bobby Mahajan says a big driver of COPD is smoking.
Individuals who smoke and have COPD have a higher incidence of getting lung cancer, so we want to have the ability to screen them early.
COPD causes more than 2,200 Colorado deaths every year. This is CPR News.